episode 40. What's worth dying for? I've been teaching myself to study. I'm obligated to because I've entered into a process. Evidence that even in Sumeria they would make ceremonial fires and throw a bunch of that stuff on there. Breathe it in. Junkies dying are not involved in any ceremony. It's just junkies dying are not involved in any ceremony. It's just addiction. There's no artistry. It's just death. Recreational death. Devoid of mystery. The poppy. I poppy. I didn't know that the word for theology and theater have the same. Supposedly mandrake, when you yanked it out of the ground, it would scream and kill anyone within 10 meters. None of that brings my son back to life. No knowledge. No knowledge resurrects him, will awaken him. No knowledge will help you come back from the dead. So as I learn things and I witness the gulf between my knowing and not knowing, the ocean of ignorance, and I see it yawn open like a fucking ocean. That ocean, and I see the very top of my thought ship curve out of view. That's how they knew the earth was round, as the ships would dip down. I like that. Earth is round. Or it is. How huge my ignorance is. It's big. It's not a thing, it's like a lack. It's like a silence. It's so exfoliating, like a loofah. So as I learn about rituals and pharmacology and why maybe my son did what he did, why the mystery saying, holy shit. What is this about? Is there a me? Or am I just a receiver? A single moment, just like an open nerve, biting my own teeth. The snake that eats its tail. What do I even know? About this experience of life. Why do so many people throw it away? Just to get fucked up? ? Yesterday, I spent time in the company of two human beings, a human couple. As I say more words, I'm going to make distinctions about them that will narrow them down into concepts. People are concepts. I could say one was a man, one was a woman. He's black, she's white. He's blue, she's gray. She's pregnant. And they're afraid. They're anxious. They should be. A lot can go wrong.
Avoid.
Because who knows? Who knows? Who knows what the future will bring? Not a deity. We hope it's not calamity. But we don't know. And I just caught a scent of our primordial selves. What it has always been like to be afraid, to be hungry, to be sad, to be alone. Be afraid for our children, that they don't die before they live, like you, son, you died. I wondered, how could I be feeling so much love? Is that a word? Is that symbol of something? As I was beholding them, just taking them in, time, space, dimension, and then there's this thing, like this feeling,
void,
that I don't really have a word for. Love is just a default. The more I talk, the less I know. I don't know what love is, but I let myself feel it. I feel it. Just be there. Breathe it in. Just feel it. And I got this little message. Little message from deep inside me. Was it from inside or outside? I don't know. X or N. But it said... Maybe you can't know. You can't know. But you can love. You can care. You can listen. Did somebody teach me how to love? Or is it just biological? And you don't need any other reason. Can you teach someone to care? Female hyenas grow a pseudo-penis and larger bodies so that they could get enough food for their pups. Intimidate the males. Part of the drama. The theater. What a show. A shit show. Is there a god? Is there a goddess? In part of my study, I... encyclopedia of how many gods have existed in prehistory, theoretically. And at first I thought, like, oh, there's gotta be hundreds. There's fucking thousands. And evidently there's different kinds of gods, like gods of objects like rocks, pencils, and then of animals, river, hyraxes. And then there's more abstract ones, some of whom care about what we think of them and some of them don't. Is there a god of a triangle? I know Plotinus used a circle. Gods of wind. Is a circle a divine representation of reality? And does a circle even exist? Water. Is it just theoretical? Fire. Egg. opiates. I think of all the things I'll never be. All the places I'll never see. Something made a connection, experienced something cool, and I wanted to share it with him, to pass it on like a torch of fire. Can you remember when we were beasts, pre-verbal? Do you doubt that we were? Grunting, smiling, that we were afraid, cowering, cold. The children would still play. Why are we here? Why are we here?
Avoid.
In my mind's eye, I see a void, a formless void that's empty, you know, like a cave that goes back into infinity.
Avoid.
Is there a thing called infinity? A substance? It's filled with fear. Can anything never end? Longing. The word longing is like a cave, right? Stretches into an infinity. I grope around in that darkness. That is what I do. Crawling around on my hands and knees, trying to touch something to say. I know this. Here is a thing. We're all gonna lose our skills, our knowledge, our bodies, our minds.
Losing my mind.
Or do we? Do we live in some eternal concept?
I don't know. I don't know.
The more I learn, the less I know. should not have killed himself. I grope around in this darkness on my hands.
Mr. Noob.